Good morning. Good morning, good morning. It's me, the apple fritter lady. I'm about as far away from the Santa Cruz boardwalk and all those sights and smells and sounds as one could possibly get. And yet, I feel the same sort of inner burst of okayness and contentment and joy. I'm currently at my Zen monastery, which is in the foothills of the Sierra foothills and near Murphy's, California. It's a silent monastery, which means as soon as we enter the gates, everyone is silent. We keep custody of the eyes, and you know, the whole world here is designed so that people can go inward and really see what is true for each of us, and that we don't have to be a personality. And I didn't get that till I just said that this minute. I wasn't even connecting, but that so much I think of these apple fritter lady mornings are really about not having to be a particular personality, but just getting to be. And how fitting that something inside of me kind of said, hey, make a recording today. I love that, you know, and in keeping with my practice of not presenting and planning and trying to be perfect, I simply just turned on the recorder. And I know you're probably all thinking, because this just dropped in my head, wait a minute, if that's a silent monastery, how is it that you're talking into this recorder? But one of the things is that we do have a practice as part of this particular Zen group. We have a practice of recording and listening, which means that we record things that support us in the life that we want. We record things that are loving, compassionate messages to ourselves as a way of turning our attention to that which we want, as opposed to what is often running through my mind. You can look for yourself and see, but you know, often my conditioned mind is all about what's wrong, what's missing, you know, where I've stumbled, where I've fallen, how I've disappointed, how life has disappointed me, how people have disappointed me, how things aren't what I want. It's kind of a running commentary. So that we, my teacher is Sherry Huber, and she, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, started us off on this path of sort of rewriting those old paths in our minds by doing these recordings and listening. And so, even though it's silent here, we don't speak to one another. We, you know, and you can tell I'm keeping a very, very low voice. I'm somewhere right now. The property is huge, covered with wonderful, lots of oaks and some pines and all kinds of other trees and foliage and bushes. And so I found myself kind of a secluded place, so there's no one around. You know, I'm not being heard by anyone. And here I am with you, and I love that too. I love that I've brought you all here. You know, it's like that we can travel from the boardwalk of Santa Cruz to this beautiful, quiet monastery. And again, like, what I didn't get, this is what I love so much. You know, until I started speaking to you, this is why community is so important. Until I started speaking to you, I didn't really get that connection, that feeling of the apple fritter lady is not the Santa Cruz boardwalk necessarily. It's freedom. It's freedom. And last night, Sherry was doing, typically what we do is there's an hour in the evening where people have a chance to sort of like process certain things that are coming up, and Sherry started us off with something she was thinking about, and one of them that she said was that if we take all of our wants, you know, if we take all of our wants, I want this, I want that, I want that, I want to succeed at this, I want to accomplish this, if all of those, and we exchange them for just one want, which is freedom, liberation, an ending of our suffering, then we would have everything. And I love that. Oh, look, you're getting to hear the monastery bell. So I love that idea of exchanging all of those wants for this sense of freedom. And seeing for myself, I think that, I just really got overcome. Seeing for myself that this launching of this audio series with you is a real vow that I'm making to myself, that in this second half of life, that it's freedom that I'm really looking to. It's the ending of suffering. It's not, again, you know, trying to mold myself into the person that I think I should be. It's not trying to pretend like I'm the person that I think I should be. It's not striving and seeking and searching. It's simply this feeling of freedom. And I'm so glad to have you along on this journey with me. I'm going to take one moment now to just let it be a little silent and see if you can all have a moment with me to just sit and look at the leaves, whatever you're experiencing, wherever you are, just to kind of like be present with it. No expectations, no ideas of how you should be or your life should be, but just a feeling of being free from all of it. Hope you have a great morning.